Here I am with Kleber Mendoza-Filho. We are talking about your new film, The Secret Agent, which premiered in Cannes, where I could see it. Your story plays mainly during the Brazilian dictatorship.
Yeah.
What inspired you to talk about this really harsh period in Brazil's history?
It all began with the desire to make a thriller set in the 1970s. And then when I realized it's in the 1970s, I began to think that maybe I should do a year I can remember. I was a little kid in 77. I was 9. That gave me some memories of the time, which I think is very important to establish an atmosphere for the film. And then, of course, when we develop our own memories, we have our own personal memories, the ones we lived and remember. And then we also we borrow memories from the older people, you know, the parents and family and older family members. On top of that, I was working on my previous film, a documentary called Pictures of Ghosts. And that film gave me a lot of emotional background because I looked at a lot of many archives, you know, from photographs and audio tapes and music and cinema. That film is almost like an album, a family album of my city. And many of the things I discovered in the archives, they reconnected with my personal memories from the past. So that's the second thing that led me to the having an emotional background to write the script. The third thing I only realized when I was finishing the script, I was writing about the 70s, but thinking or feeling what was happening in Brazil in the last 10 or 15 years with the rise of the right. The right was mostly composed of older white men who seemed to feel nostalgic for their younger years in the dictatorship in Brazil. So they wanted to bring back many of the horrible ideas that had been left behind in the past. And I'm talking about the Bolsonaro years, the former president who only governed for 4 years and then he lost the election. Lula came back and now he was recently tried by the justice system in Brazil and now he's going to serve 27 years and 3 months in jail. So the logic of recent Brazil was behind my desire to write The Secret Agent. And this is something that I only found out much later in the process. And I find it really fascinating that in the beginning I didn't really realize it.
So would it be fair to say that you see your story as a reflection of the present also in the context not only Brazil, but a larger right-wing movement which is taking place all over the world?
I was not fully aware that I was writing about contemporary Brazil. And I only realized that the larger context was present in the film when I showed the film in Cannes. And I began to get strong reactions from, you know, Americans, Spanish, people from Eastern Europe. And that just made the film more interesting for me because, of course, I did not have that in mind. I think what's happening now in the world seems to be like an organized movement from Israel to the United States and many countries in Europe. You know, Hungary, and it seems to be an organized, Russia, of course, an organized movement of bringing back very bad ideas from the past, behaving as if democracy doesn't exist. But I have to say that right now I'm very proud of what's happening in Brazil because we brought back the democratic system in the last 3 years with the re-election of Lula. Brazil is very sovereign at this time. We have the justice system working. And I'm very curious to see how the film will be received in Brazil because it opens in Brazil the same day as Germany, November 6th.
The main character returns to Brazil from a period abroad. What does this theme of both physical and maybe emotional or mental disconnection from the home country mean for you?
It's something that I'm quite familiar with because I grew up in England. My mother was a historian and she did research in England for 4 years and she took her 2 kids. So I went back as a 18-year-old back to Brazil and the first time I felt this sense of displacement. But I don't think it was a problem because I loved the years I spent in England and I love Brazil. I went back to Brazil and I loved it immediately. But it is interesting to be Brazilian and at the same time to have an outsider's perspective on things. In many ways, it makes you have more tools to be happy, I think. And in other way, you have more tools to be unhappy. Because sometimes people complain so much about life in your country and you don't realize how great it is, in fact. And in the same way, many people are so happy with the horrible things they have to live with and they don't know that it doesn't have to be like that. So I think it's an interesting theme. And I think the main character played by Wagner in the film is a brilliant researcher, scientist, and he really believes in what's right and he really believes in his values. But the problem is that he, in the eyes of other people, he leaves the original script, which was written for that region of Brazil for financial, historical reasons. The Northeast is not supposed to be great at a few things. That's only supposed to happen in the Southeast. So that's the main problem of his that he has to face in the film. And this is something that came back under Bolsonaro. For many years, I thought we had moved on from those kinds of Byzantine discussions. But with Bolsonaro, he brought back this thing that the Northeast should only be regional and rural. The Southeast was industrial and rich. So that's another idea that came into the film, again, because of the what we went through with Bolsonaro. It's kind of very complex, but a lot of it came from that feeling that I got from recent political developments in my country.
Despite the strong political themes, your film is also a genre movie. It's a thriller. It's also it's partly even a horror comedy, too. Yeah. And it's my favorite part, leg that attacks people. So where does this love for genre film come from? Because I just assume it's love. This idea of those old, like, slightly trashy horror films and sensationalist stories, where does it come from?
It comes from my development as a cinephile and as someone who loves films. I was a teenager in the 80s and I saw so many films, you know. I saw many great classics and sophisticated films, and I saw many trashy, wonderful trashy products of horror and suspense, and, you know, from Friday the 13th to Freddy Krueger. And when I was shooting the park scene with the leg, I thought a lot about The Warriors. Have you seen The Warriors by Walter Hill? About the gangs in New York City.
Yes, this one I was
saying. The Driller Killer.
Oh, I love The Driller Killer.
Yeah, The Driller Killer. I thought of that. I thought of Friday the 13th, you know, something behind the bushes. And I think it's all part of cinema. Cinema is not only made up of the super high profile Tarkovsky, Godard, nothing against them. They're amazing. And they're probably in the film somewhere. But I think my films should go everywhere. They should go very high and very low, you know. And I love the dynamics of it.
Just a final question: what's your new project? If you like to talk about it,
I never really talk about a new project because I myself, I'm not sure what it will be. It takes time to find the new film. And I can tell you that there are new ideas coming in and I'm writing things down. But I hope next year, once The Secret Agent is done, I hope to sit down and write a new script. But I think it's too early for me to tell you what it is.
Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you very much.